both are.
And then what about little ones?
The leopard frogs are very common. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The tree frogs are common.
What do you call the land one that might be in the garden?
Toad. Mm-hmm.
And the things that you dig up to use for bait?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of worm?
Earthworms.
Mm-hmm. What's the small fish that's often used for bait?
Minnows. Mm-hmm. Croakers.
And then the hard shell thing that pulls in its legs and its head.
Turtle.
What is a kind of water turtle or kind?
Well, you have goose turtles. You have snapping turtles. The alligator snapper, the common snapper. You have a box turtle. Sliders.
I've never heard of a slider.
Well, that's really a truce turtle. Mm. You see them as you drive along the highway in the marsh right next to the highway on logs, sunning themselves off. Mm-hmm. I suppose there are a few sea turtles that come ashore, Grand Island, places like that, but not many. They've been pretty well decimated.
Are there any land turtles here?
Box turtles. Mm. Box turtles are the only land turtles that are in this area.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a land turtle a gopher?
No, but I know that some are called that. Mm.
And the freshwater thing that looks like a lobster, it's very small, it's eaten here.
Crawfish.
Yes. Then the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly in.
Moth.
And if you had several, you'd have several.
Moths.
The little insect that has a light in its tail is a...
lightning bug. Mm-hmm.
And a long, thin-bodied insect that has two pairs of wings. And
mosquito hawk.
Yes, good. Where are some stinging insects around here?
Wasps, mm-hmm. bees, mm-hmm. The larva of certain moths and or butterflies. Mm-hmm. You have these are caterpillars that... I don't know their various names, but there are a number of caterpillars that can be very painful.
Mm-hmm. Now there's another, I think it's a type of wasp.
Wasp hornet.
Builds nests in the ground and swarms. Little yellow.
Yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm. And then the things that fly around at night and bite.
Mosquitoes.
Yes. And what's a very small insect that burrows under the skin?
Chigga.
Okay. And then the insects that hop in the grass? Or
grasshoppers.
Yes. What's something that's that you might find in the corner of a room if you hadn't dusted?
Cobweb.
Would you still call it a cobweb if it were outside on a bush?
No, I'd probably call it a web.
All right.
Outside.
And the parts of the tree that are under the ground are...
roots.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup would be a...
maple.
And a bunch of maples would be a...
grove of maples.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington is reputed to have cut...
cherry tree.
Yes. And this is a bush that grows along the roadside and turns red early in the season and has red berries. Some say it's poison.
A yewpalm?
I know that term, but that's not the particular one that I'm after.
Hawthorn?
Some use it for tanning leather, I understand.
Can you spell it?
I will have to. S-U-M-A-C.
Sumac.
Mm-hmm. And then a kind of vine that's poison to the skin is...
poison ivy.
Any others?
Poison oak.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing or something different?
No, they're two different species.
Mm-hmm. Is it a vine also?
Yes.
Okay. What are local berries?
Blackberries. Strawberries. That's a cultivator.
Mm-hmm.
There are some wild strawberries.